With recreational marijuana on the horizon, how can New Yorkers expect the culture to change? WXXI's Veronica Volk reports on the history of marijuana prohibition and how legalization might not impact everyone the same.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain.
You might recognize this clip from the 1936 film Reefer Madness.
Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
The movie fueled paranoia about cannabis consumption and the possible consequences.
Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
Around this time, cannabis prohibition really started taking off, and negative attitudes about people who used the drug took off too.
You know, if you smoked marijuana, you were going to go crazy, you were going to do horrible things, and ever since then, there's been a stigma attached.
That's Nick Robertson, an assistant professor in the Department of Criminal Justice at Rochester Institute of Technology. A lot has changed since then. More Americans are using and open about using marijuana. A 2017 study reported that as many as 1 in 7 adults in the U.S. used marijuana in the last year.
And the more people that we have rallied behind us and the more people that we have can vocalize behind this industry, we can get what we want.
Steve Vandewall is with Rock Normal, an advocacy group in support of cannabis legalization. He says it's past time for a cultural shift in how we in New York view marijuana consumption.
There's a lot of cannabis consumers, right? There's a lot of people that use that are afraid to essentially come out of the cannabis closet, come out of the closet, be loud, be proud, because it's coming.
And in 10 states, as well as Washington, D.C., it's already come. In those states where cannabis is legal, adults can walk into licensed dispensaries, sleek, organized shops with helpful attendants, where you can buy cannabis to smoke, eat, vape, or even take in capsule form. Not everyone is comfortable with the legalization movement. Earlier this year, sheriffs across New York spoke out against it, citing public safety concerns. Oneida County Sheriff Rob Machel is president of the New York State Sheriff's Association.
People will die as a result of folks making the destructive decision of using marijuana and then operating a motor vehicle.
Despite those concerns, more than half of Americans are in favor of legalization, and it seems like New York State will soon pass its own legal weed policies. But when it comes to enforcement and criminal justice, legislation might not play out equally for everyone.
Prohibition in the United States has much more to do with not just the pharmacological aspects of the actual drug, but the social aspects of it in terms of who uses it or who's perceived to use it.
Robertson says marijuana prohibition has roots in racism. Negative stereotypes about Mexican farm workers and African Americans were used to fuel efforts to ban the drug. Even now, he says, in states with legal weed, people of color are at a higher risk of ticketing and arrests for violations related to marijuana.
And there's still disproportionality there, disparity there, where it's disproportionately black people who are arrested for marijuana in these states that have legalized it for recreational use. Because just because you've legalized it for recreational use doesn't mean that you can just do it whenever, wherever you want to do it.
Advocates like those with Rock Normal are pushing for what they call equitable legalization, meaning at least some part of the legalization effort will help communities disproportionately affected by prohibition. A lot of the hang-ups in New York's own legalization plan come down to deciding how to do that, how to deal with people in jail on possession charges, how to distribute the business opportunities equally between economically depressed communities and those with privilege, and of course, how to spend the tax revenue. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.